Trish, did you want to start?
Trish King here.
Lisa Summers here.
Vaughn Billy here.
Brandon Stevens here.
Deha Stase Gunto.
Jenny Webster here.
And Melinda Danforth chairing the meeting. Haas, can you do the opening? Deha Se.
Down Agon Chokwa, Surhun Siose, Gina de Hundu, Ganahila Dungsla. Aguegos, Kaji, Adwahwe, Nuni, and Guatnigula, Daitinoi Ladu, Nain, Yunki Noha, Ohunchage, G. Sego, Yunki Gula, Dadi Dat, and Duha King Guatnigo. Aguegos, Kaji, Adwahwe, Nuni, and Guatnigula, Daitinoi Ladu, Nain, Ohnek no Sogu, G. Sego, in Aliwan, Diet, Hadi Dat, and Duha King Guatnigo. Aguegos, Kaji, Adwahwe, Nuni, and Guatnigula, Daitinoi Ladu, Nain, Onegli Suha, G. Sego, in Aliwan, Diet, Hadi Dat, and Duha King Guatnigo. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nuni and guatnigula daitino eladu nain awan heat g sego in aliwan yer hari dat and duha king guatnigo. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nuni and guatnigula daitino eladu nain onunquatogu g sego in aliwan yer hari dat and duha king guatnigo. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nuni and guatnigula daitino eladu nain oyunquau g sego in aliwan yer hari dat and duha king guatnigo. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nuni and guatnigula daitinoe ladu, nain asanate gundahundele, nain johandu nain junhequa, g sego in aliwan de hadi datu and duha king guatnigo. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nuni and guatnigula daitinoe ladu, nain gundilia suha, nain johandu nain oskonunt, g sego in aliwan de hadi datu and duha king guatnigo. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nuni and guatnigula daitinoe ladu, Nain Galunda Suha, Nain Johandu Nain Wata, G Sego in Aliwan Diero Hadi Datu and Duha King Guatnigo. Aguegos Kaji Adwahwe Nuni and Guatnigula Daitinue Ladu, Nain Ojita Suha, Nain Johandu Nain Adunyot, G Sego in Aliwan Diero Hadi Datu and Duha King Guatnigo. Aguegos Kaji Adwahwe Nuni and Guatnigula Daitinue Ladu, Nain Gunjokwa, G Sego in Aliwan Diero Hadi Datu and Duha King Guatnigo. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nuni guatnigula daitino eladu, nain owe la suha, g sego in aliwan diero hadi datu and duha king guatnigo. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nuni guatnigula daitino eladu, nain ladis sagayundese, g sego in aliwan diero hadi datu and duha king guatnigo. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nuni guatnigula daitino eladu, nain Yodahalo sunkwa jiha, g sego in aliwan diero hadi datu and duha king guatnigo. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nuni and guatnigula daitino eladu, nain yunki sota hue nidale, g sego yungi nugula dadi datu and duha king guatnigo. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nuni and guatnigula daitino eladu, nain yojisto kualu, g sego in aliwan diero hadi datu and duha king guatnigo. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nuni and guatnigula daitino eladu, nain skanadalio, g sego in aliwan diero hadi datu and duha king guatnigo. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nuni and guatnigula daitino eladu, nain gaye niungwedege, g sego in aliwan diero hadi datu and duha king guatnigo. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nuni and guatnigula daitino eladu, nain sunkwai disu, g sego in aliwan diero hadi datu and duha king guatnigo. Danjo.
Are there any additions to the adoption of the agenda?
Not that I'm aware of, and not at this time.
Motion to adopt the agenda.
So moved, Madam Chair.
Second.
Motion by Lisa, seconded by Brandon to adopt the agenda as presented. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. First order of business is under new business, and that would be to approve the April 11th, 2015 date for the special election to fill the business committee vacancy. Joanne, did we get a decision back from the Appeals Commission yesterday?
There is no current open case in front of the Appeals Commission. All matters have been dismissed.
So there's no decision?
No decision.
Okay.
Who is the vice chair, the current vice chair?
The election board?
Yes.
I do not know.
Oh.
Is there any questions from the committee for Rocky? Jenny?
Rocky, what's the average cost of an election?
Good morning. I don't have that information in front of me. I would say, because we don't have to rent a machine, we just have to get the memory card, and that's think $500 to $700, and the ballots, but the meetings for the election board is really what's the majority of the costs. The meeting for the planning, and then I think this is the third time now we're trying to plan for this election, so it's just the stipends basically for the board that's the majority of the cost. So I'd probably say between $5,000 to $7,000.
Okay.
But I can get that information to you. From the last, I can get like how many times we met in regards to this election or previous ones, because we do have the breakdowns from past elections.
Any other questions for Rocky? Jenny, go ahead.
This is just my thought. Why wouldn't we wait until July when we have elections anyway?
That was my suggestion as well.
Okay.
But the rest of the board said this was a GTC directive. So, and they said it was to do it expeditiously, but I said that kind of went out the window how many months ago when it was supposed to be actually first in August, I believe. So that was my initial thought. That was my suggestion.
One more. If we pushed it back to July with the other elections, would we be saving that $5,000 to $7,000?
We'd be losing it because we have the memory card now for a special election that's only got the OBC vacancy information on it.
Okay.
So,
but we still have to pay out stipends.
Yes.
Okay. Would we have to redo the caucus?
No.
Or July?
Yes. That would be a total special 2015 special election. For all the other board committees and commissions vacancies.
I'm just trying to look at what the benefits are if we did it in July, what the
yes.
benefits are if we
yes.
did it in
I agree, April. But I thought maybe if there's another challenge that's brought forth, that hopefully it would be resolved, and then we could just do it in July. I don't know. I mean, that's just something for discussion, I guess.
Lisa?
If that's the case, and your like plan B then is to just schedule it in July with everything else, then does that mean that you'd be scheduling the primary as well?
There's no primary for this year. That's only for the general election.
Okay, so then I don't understand. I'm trying to understand why we would wait until July then again at that point. If the challenge is regarding having too many people on the ballot.
Well,
not having a primary.
It would be up to the board, and I'm thinking they would still have the same mindset that they would want to do a special election other than in conjunction with the 2015 regular special election. It would still go back to the board. If there's a challenge, I mean, and who knows, we don't know the outcome or what's, if it's going to be accepted, if it's going to be, you know, we don't know. Those are all the what ifs. So we don't really have a backup plan. That's just like in my ideas. So
But the board hasn't talked about it yet or made any decision. Okay.
No, because I was actually asking, just wait a week. Wait a week before we set a date, because I just, you know, have a feeling they're going to be submitting another challenge. So, and I understand being proactive, but I understand the other side of it too. So this is just what the board did as a board.
Go ahead.
There are two issues arising out of this. One, there really technically isn't a timeline set to refile in the judiciary this appeal. So waiting or delaying, we may end up with an appeal filed, but they have no interest or need to file an appeal until such time as an election date is scheduled for this special election. Us waiting to schedule this special election date would serve no purpose because there's no incentive to file an appeal. We're sort of in which came first, the chicken or the egg concept right now. So decide whether we're going to be a chicken or an egg, I guess. I have no idea. The metaphor doesn't go any far. That second issue is in regards to holding it for the July election. There is a savings in there. It's probably about, $5,000 at this point. It's the cost of election board members scheduling the last couple of meetings, plus their hourly stipend rate that they receive when they're at in Milwaukee and Oneida from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on the polling day. So that savings is still there. There is a loss of all the meetings we've had or they've had, plus the cost of the card with the specific election polling data on it. So from that perspective, yes, there is a savings to hold it in July. The difficulty with that recommendation, however, is that this is not an election under the election law. This is a constitutional election to fill a vacancy on the Oneida Business Committee. And as that, holding it with the July election raises additional questions and concerns about that action. If we were going to do that, then my recommendation would be two separate ballots. You have the vacancy ballot, which is a constitutional election process. You have the regular special election, or the election, non-general election, that's held at the same time. And you would get two election reports, the constitutional election report and the regular election report, in order to keep them separate, because they are being run under two entirely different sets of rules. To that extent, you could do it. I think that it would be confusing, and it would still lead to additional challenges. Not holding it during the July election, as Rocky indicated, would conform to the Joan Tribal Council's directive that this election be scheduled within a 45-day time period, at which point we have to get that done consistent with their previous directives. We just need to set that date to finish it up in an expedited fashion.
Joanne raises good points, and I don't know how feasible it would be to have two separate ballots, because there's only one memory card. We'd have to have two separate ballot machines, I would think. One for, so there's different.
So your savings would be gone there?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I guess my recommendation is just to move forward with this date, and we'll just move forward until things are resolved if challenges arise. Yeah, right. They already got their stuff ready to go.
What's the pleasure of the committee?
Madam Chair.
Brandon.
I guess keeping with the General Tribal Council directive and kind of seeing things unfolding once we do set the date, I'd like to go with the recommendation of the election board of having the election held on April 11th.
Motion,
yeah. That's
motion by Brandon. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Fawn. To approve the recommendation from the election board to set the date of the special election to fill the business committee vacancy for April 11th, 2015. Correct?
Correct.
Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. I'll turn it.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank
Good morning. The next item is discussion regarding the acreage in Brown County.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Lisa?
Motion to go into executive session.
There is a motion by Lisa, second by Trish, to go into executive session at 9:35. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.
That's correct. It's 8:35.
8:30.
Or 8:35.
So moved, Madam Chair. Melinda.
Motion by Melinda to come out of executive session at 10:50. Is there support?
Support.
Support by DeHasse. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Items discussed under executive that need to be addressed now is acreage in Brown County. It's a consideration to accept the report as information.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Brandon.
Make a motion to accept the discussion regarding acreage in Brown County as FYI.
Is there support on the motion?
Second.
Motion by Brandon, second by Jenny for a motion to accept this item as FYI. Questions or comments on the motion? If none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Any other considerations? If not, the next item is the family care implementation. There was an update regarding the changes at the state level regarding the family care institution, and I believe there will be more updates coming. There's a meeting tomorrow in Wausau. Is there a motion for consideration on this item? Melinda.
Make a motion to accept the verbal update that was provided by the Health Division and Legislative Affairs and request those parties to continue to work to develop a plan of action for the joint or regarding the joint or the budget process. Sorry, I keep thinking of joint finance, but regarding the state budget process on this issue.
There's a motion. Is there support?
Support.
Motion by Melinda, second by Vaughn, to accept the verbal update and that plan of action be continued between the health department, community health, and internal governmental affairs and communication. Was there a timeline? No.
I meant, I guess, as soon as possible, because I guess they don't really know when the budget thing will kick off. So.
Okay. That is the motion. Any other questions or comments? If not, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Item 3 is approve a limited waiver of sovereign immunity for Vision Oneida contract. Melinda?
I'd like to make a motion to defer this item to the regular business committee meeting of March 11th in order for us to conduct further due diligence.
There's a motion. Is there support?
Second.
There's a motion by Melinda, second by Brandon, to defer this item to the March 11th meeting of the Business Committee in order to conduct further due diligence regarding this item. Questions or comments on the motion? If not, all those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Like to make a motion to have the chairperson's office set up a meeting with the land commission regarding this issue between now and March 11th. Yeah, including a memo.
There's a motion by Brandon. Is there support?
Second.
Support by DeHasse to assign the chair's office to meet with the land commission prior to March 11th, and that a memo be prepared to address the concerns as stated. Any other questions or comments? Trish.
Yep.
just repeating it as I heard it. Do you want to clarify your motion, Brandon, and state it, please?
The chairperson's has set up a meeting between the business committee and the land commission regarding this issue.
With the memo.
With the memo.
Any other questions or comments on the motion? If not, all those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Anything else on this item?
Madam Chair, make a motion to adjourn at 10:53.
It's a motion to adjourn this meeting. I'm going by that clock. You must be going by your computer because we came out of executive. All right, 10:53. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Is the work meeting going to be in the executive conference room?